I'm just about to mount my broom when my nemesis walks out of his shop. Shit. This is the second time in as many days that I've put myself directly in his warpath. Before this, there had been very few interactions, because I was sort of afraid to make waves in my new town. Not tonight. Tonight, I am a wildfire, and nothing will stop me from burning. Not even Rexius Andrews. Good evening, Rex. I give him a megawatt grin and practically skip over to where he's standing. Not even his bad attitude could ruin my high from the perfect day. He stares at me, completely bewildered. He rakes his eyes slowly up from my aching feet to the bun I tied my hair into at some point in the chaos of the day. I know, I still look incredible in my slimming black dress. And I can tell he notices too. The attention would be delicious if it weren't coming from him. Evening, witch. Ugh. He's a grouchy, bossy, good-for-nothing werewolf, and I know better than to mess with his particular breed. But when it comes to teasing him, I can't seem to help myself. I noticed you didn't have time to stop in today. I had a coffee with your name on it. It's a shame. You know, I could set up some enchantments for your store. Help free up some of your time. I, for one, plan to soak up the rest of the warm weather before things get really cold. And I have this spell that...
I don't care for your spells, witch. I quite like being busy and getting my hands dirty with good old-fashioned hard work. Leave my store alone.
Rex practically growls, and his eyes flash with clear disdain. Okay then, no spells. You got it. I smack my lips together and salute him. Then I jump on my broom and fly into the night.
And get your ass home before dark, damn it. There's a curfew.
He roars after me. I throw my head back as I wave goodbye, hoping my laughter floats on the wind to find him.